Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to That's Fairy Mary. Today, I figured we would talk about Marvel, the MCU universe, and I decided to ask Jenna to come on.
Yeah, thanks, Mary, for having me.
Jenna was coming over to my apartment anyway today, and I was like, hey, how long do you have? Do you want to record this episode? I literally just asked her to do it. So she's like the only other person who watches Marvel as much as I do.
And this is what we usually talk about anyway. Honestly. So it's just very perfect.
So I was watching Captain America and the Winter Soldier last night. And I had this idea to do a podcast episode where we walk through the MCU universe. And I put it on my social media and I was like, what would be more beneficial, chronological order or like our rating? And it was kind of 50-50. So we figured we'd do both. So we're going to talk through them in chronological order and we'll kind of give them our rating. We're not going to list all of them because it's quite the series that they have. So hopefully you guys will find this entertaining. And there's a lot of different orders out there, but this is like the right one that we're going to tell you.
There's only one way and it's our way.
Even the one on that's right. This is the way. But that's Mandalorian. We'll have to do a Star Wars episode.
Ooh.
I'll have to get my brother for that one too.
Oh yeah. To bring a few extra people on for that. Yeah.
But yeah, so all right. Well, we figured we start out with I guess we'll name our favorite Marvel movie and superhero.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
That is. All right. Jenna, go first.
I'm gonna have to go with Thor Ragnarok as my favorite.
I like that one.
It's different. It's comical. And I just feel like Thor and Loki's relationship was like, it just evolved in that one.
Because that one at the beginning, you see them go through, it's like the, isn't that the one where like Thor or Loki catches them reenacting it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's just like a very humorous twist on it. The movie is funny in and of itself.
Yeah. I thought it was a perfect mixture of comedy. Like there was enough comedy in it, but not like
it was too much to lose the sentiment of it.
Yeah.
And that's where you meet Korg.
Korg.
I'm made of rocks.
Rocks.
But yeah, that's a good one. Now, who's your favorite Avenger? What do you mean? Oh, everybody knows.
My man, Chris Evans.
Jenna like
Captain
loves
America,
Chris Evans.
My ride or die.
I feel like I've learned so much about Chris Evans after meeting Jenna. Like I just know so much about this man that I literally didn't care to know before. I still don't even know that I remember all of it, to be honest with you. But I know that he likes dogs and that he's Captain America.
Yeah, Dodge.
Dodge.
His dog.
Oh, his dog, yes. Obviously. My bad. That's yes. Okay. I think Captain America is everybody's favorite collectively.
Yeah.
All right. So my favorite Marvel movie, honestly, I think Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
I love it because here's the thing with that. I think it was so brilliant because it was probably one of the most difficult movies to write because you had to figure out a way to include like 35 storylines into one and collectively make it work and not upset literally every single person in the audience. Like that had so much writing on it. So I really liked Avengers Endgame and the ending is just perfect.
Oh,
like it's just perfect.
Cinematic masterpiece.
Like it really is. Like the audience reaction to when Thor's hammer goes to Captain America. People lost their actual minds.
If I would give my left arm
to see it again.
And that's my dominant arm to watch Endgame in the theaters.
Are you left-handed?
More. Yeah, we're both left-handed.
I never knew that. Wait, you knew I was left-handed?
I know your social security number.
Jenna literally, I think, was my assistant for she was. And it's just amazing how much I don't even know about myself that other people do. She like went into my email once and organized it all. And I was like, oh, thanks so much.
Well, you needed it.
I did. but yeah. And then my favorite Avenger. Honestly, this is going to be different, but I really like, I don't even know. I guess
Captain Marvel?
No. No. Honestly, I did not like Captain Marvel at all. That's a tricky one. I didn't really think about it. I really like Black Widow.
Yeah.
Because I liked the movie, but I really like her story tie-in.
She has a lot of history.
I do. I actually really, really like Black Widow. Okay, so let's get into this. So if we're looking at them in chronological order, they do list them on Disney Plus in case you're curious, but they list them in phases, but a lot of them are not on Disney Plus. So number one on the list is Captain America, the First Avenger.
Phenomenal.
I liked it, but you know what? My biggest aha moment is when I rewatched it, I never realized that that is where Red Skull came from.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, mm-hmm. I like sat there and I stared at it. And then I like did a bunch of research and I couldn't find anything on him. And then I went back and watched Infinity War. And that's when he got like, you know, kind of he was like put on Vormir in charge of the Soul Stone because of what happened in that movie. So if you do go back and watch it, he's like the antagonist in it, and then he turns into Red Skull because he basically like sells his soul and then gets abandoned on Vormir.
Yeah. I just am a sucker for a starter movie. Like, it's his first one.
The origin.
The start of it all.
And a little Chris Evans and Bucky.
Yes.
That was some serious CGI work to make them look that small.
Yeah. And it just like, you know, Tony's dad.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
You see Tony's dad in it. And it just.
It's definitely a good first launching pad to see because Captain America is such a pivotal role in all of the movies.
Yeah.
He's like the backbone of all of them, essentially. Right. So what out of 10 would you give that?
I would give it an 8 out of 10.
Same. I would say 8 out of 10.
Yeah. Not quite.
The best?
Best, like, in your face, like, didn't have the reaction like Endgame or Infinity War, but it was still
good.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say 8 out of 10. Okay. So, the first one, Captain America, the First Avenger. Second one, Captain Marvel. I didn't like this movie at all.
No.
It was just...
No.
They just... I don't know. And it's not even anything with Brie Larson. It just...
No, I love her.
Didn't work. Like, it just... I felt like the way that they did her character, and it only became relevant in WandaVision. Like, that was the thing with this movie. Captain Marvel literally plays no huge role until WandaVision, and then it becomes, like, a thing that you need to see.
Yeah.
But I just felt like they just put it out, and they just tried, like, way too hard to give her, like, this, like, feminist thing, and it just didn't work.
Like, I always compare her to, like, her movie to Gal Gadot. Like, Wonder Woman... Yeah. You don't need a strong female power, like, soundtrack for her to, like, you know, Wonder Woman is, like, strong. She makes, you know, she can do the thing.
Yeah.
But, like, she doesn't need, like, all these, you know, songs
all the other
about
things.
Women. And
yeah,
like,
it was just too much with too the feminist much. Thing. And I'm not... dogging it. I just think that everything is just so overplayed. Like, just be the character, just do the thing.
Yeah.
And then it was even like, I don't know, I just didn't love it. I felt like the CGI, it was okay, but it just wasn't that great. I just felt like it was just kind of a bust of a movie.
The scene when she got like catcalled and like stole the motorcycle,
it was just stupid.
I was like,
that, but that has nothing to do with her character.
No,
that's the thing.
It's the way
like,
that they
it's
decided
the way that they
to
did it.
Produce
and,
it.
And of course, because everything has to have like all of these social motives attached to it. It's super annoying because these are fictional freaking movies.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing that kills me when they try to turn everything into like a social narrative.
Yeah.
It's like, this is a fictional freaking action film. Just let us have this one.
Yeah.
Just let us have this one.
Like, she should just be powerful because she is.
Yeah. And just like, she's one of the most powerful Avengers with her powers.
I would say she's and number two to Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch is number one. I literally heard Kevin Feige say that at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
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 So, yeah, I would probably give that like a 5 out of 10 to be nice.
I would give it a 4 or 5 out of 10 for sure.
All right. So next we have the Iron Man. Iron Man, the first one and the second one. I enjoyed the first Iron Man and I did like the second one. They're not my favorite, but I did like it.
Again, origin story, like Iron Man, the first one. I think they did really well with introducing him.
Yeah.
Second one, not a fan. I forget it every single time.
Yeah, it's like always it's always excluded from any of the lists. I even think they took it off Disney Plus. But I mean, that's the thing. I think for context, it's good to see microphone fell. It's good to see kind of like the progression of Iron Man's character, mm-hmm. because he goes from being this super egotistical business like man to honestly like kind of like flowing a little bit further into things. I think for character development, it's good.
Yeah.
And to understand Iron Man's background and how brilliant of a person he is, and truly like he makes all of this happen. But I and of course it's humor. Like, I think that that's like his whole thing, is his sarcastic, witty personality, mm-hmm. that really is showcased. And I think just like his scrappy side, because even in the Iron Man, the first one, when he's like literally in a cave building this stuff, like it just shows how brilliant he is. But again, I don't know. I just feel like they could have maybe done some different things with it, because it wasn't like the best action movies, but I did like it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. The first and second, I'd probably give like a 6 out of 10.
Yeah. I feel like for the first Iron Man, 6 or 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
5 out of 10 for Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
It was kind of down there for me.
And then we have The Incredible Hulk. Ooh. Nobody liked this one. I'm just going to say it. It just was not good.
No. Mark Ruffalo or...
No.
Or nothing.
This... No. Yes. Because it wasn't Mark Ruffalo.
No. It was...
I forget his name.
His name is lost.
That's the thing. Nobody cared about this movie.
No.
I'm just going to say
it. Do I think the storyline of Hulk is fascinating? I think it could be a really good movie if he had his own standalone movie, if they remade it. Yes.
I think they should give it to Mark Ruffalo, though.
I think they should absolutely give it to Mark Ruffalo.
I just know it's going to bother me. I don't remember who it was, but he was not the best. Yeah, I'd probably say like a 3 out of 10, to be honest with you.
Yeah, 3 out of 10, I would have to agree. It was not the best.
So, okay. So next we have Thor, the first one.
Yes.
You didn't like it?
I don't know. Not compared to Thor Ragnarok. I think
Thor Ragnarok's amazing.
I thought it was better than the first Thor.
I did too.
It wasn't a wow to
me. No, I feel like for an origin story, they focused so much on Natalie Portman's character and what was going on here on Earth with Darcy than they did like Thor, which is why I didn't like it.
Yeah, no, I think now. Yeah, no. Thor the Dark World, didn't really like that either.
It wasn't. I think we saw more of like Loki's character. I think we saw more of like the character of who they are between Loki and Thor, like their relationship in the Dark World more than anything. But the first one, I just don't know that I really liked it as an origin movie.
No.
I just feel like they just kind of assumed everybody knew the backstory of Thor and just went with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we didn't really spend a lot of time on his planet. They spent a lot of time on Earth.
They spent a lot of time on Earth, and they weird. With Natalie Portman and her
Darcy and Darcy. Like what they were doing. And then it only became relevant. Although I think it's going to become relevant in the new Thor.
Yes.
I do think that, because she becomes Thor. That.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that's going to, maybe they did that for a reason, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She plays a bigger part, not just the love interest. She's right. going to be
right.
female
More
Thor.
Into it. Yeah. Because they like, and I think that like, they just accidentally kind of fell in love with each other. I don't think that it was like any like intentional.
Like a fate thing. You
yeah.
mean?
No. Yeah. I just think it was just like their paths crossed. But I don't even know what they can do with it, because they're obviously two very different characters. So.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. But yeah.
All I know is that he's bulked up for this role.
Oh, I know. You know what? I follow him on Instagram and I don't really watch it because I feel really bad about myself, because he's always working out and I like can barely get myself up to go outside for like a minute. So,
well, you're not Thor. Not everybody can be Thor.
No, that's true. I read something that said that his wife banned him from bringing home the hammers, because every time he did a movie, he would bring home the hammers and she was like, you have to stop. He's married to the girl from, she was in one of the Fast and Furious movies. I forget her name, but I really like her.
Oh,
I totally forget her name.
The scene in I forget what Thor, but
she's in one of them.
Yeah. She's like a final kiss.
Yes, I remember.
Natalie Portman couldn't make it.
I remember that because they were like asking. They were like, "Who wants to be an extra?" And of course, everybody was like, "I'll be an extra."
Right.
And then he was like, "Actually, my wife's here. Can she do it?" Yeah. And they were like, "Oh yeah." So
wow,
what a lucky woman.
What a man.
Okay, so Thor, I would probably give it 7 out of 10.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay, the first Avengers is next. This is one of Jenna's favorites.
This is, again, the scene where they're all lined up together.
Yeah.
In the city. And one of the reasons why I like this movie is because even now in Loki and in Hawkeye, everything comes back to 2012. Yes. When they all meet up for the very first time. The city and, like, people within the Marvel universe remember this day.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's just such a pinnacle.
Of what it is.
What it is.
Yeah. No, for sure. I mean, this one, I actually rewatched it last year. And I really liked it better because I do feel like we got a little bit more of a background, but I feel like everybody just kind of had their own little moment in this one. And the very iconic scene, yes, of them in, like, New York City. Yeah. And they have, like, that, they do the camera view of all of them. Yeah, so that was epic. Cool.
And I think just, like, watching, like, Hawkeye and, like, other shows, you see that there are certain events that go on during this fight scene that you don't obviously see during the fight.
Yeah.
And so now when you go back and rewatch it, it's like there's just so much more going on than you could have thought about.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
No, I really liked that one.
Yeah.
I probably 8 out of 10.
I would say 8 out of 10. I also just liked how they portrayed Hulk in this one.
Yes, they did.
Because one of the reasons why with Ragnarok, Hulk was kind of
He got the short end of the stick.
He was ditzy, and that's not really Bruce Banner. Bruce Banner is very intelligent.
He's a brilliant scientist. Brilliant. Yeah.
Even Tony Stark was very much like, I know you're not dumb.
Yeah.
Like, you're smart.
Yeah.
I respect.
Okay, so that's the first Avengers. Then we have Thor: The Dark World, which I did like.
Yeah, it wasn't like...
I mean, it wasn't the best Thor, but I think that we saw more about Loki in this one.
Yeah.
I feel like we were really introduced to, like, Loki's just, like, disastrous side in a sense of, like, he feels very left out because he was adopted. He doesn't feel like he fits in.
Yeah.
And this is why Loki ultimately becomes such a villain, because he really just holds so much resentment against everyone.
Yeah.
So I would say, like, a 7 out of 10.
I would say 7 out of 10, too. Yeah.
Okay, then we have Iron Man 3. I didn't really like this one.
No.
The only thing that this came into play was when you saw Shang-Chi, because then you meet... The guy who Iron Man, you know what I mean? The guy who's in the prison in Shang-Chi with his weird pet. He's from that.
Yes.
But that's the only crossover that we have.
Really, yeah.
It was just more of just like a film, I think. I don't know, like a 5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we have Captain America: The Winter Soldier. I just watched this yesterday. Woo! I love this movie.
Oh, don't even.
I would say a 10 out of 10.
Wow.
I would say a 10 out of 10.
I would, 10 out of 10. I mean... Who else would give up everything for their best friend?
Who's a freaking...
Who's a, you know...
Who's being controlled by Hydra.
Yeah, literally.
I know. But furthermore, it has some of the best action scenes.
It, like, really does.
When they're, like, on the bridge, that's the best... Oh. One of the best action scenes of the MCU.
Yeah.
Like, that fight scene is on par.
And also, just the fact that, like... Black Widow, she doesn't get shocked by much.
No.
She does not get shocked by much. But when she, like, I forget, she either almost got shot or, like, Winter Soldier did something and she just sat there stunned and he almost killed her.
Yes.
And that's when Captain America came up from behind.
Yeah.
But she was, like, genuinely stunned.
Yeah. I think that was the thing, because you see, like, how... Because everybody knows that they were friends and everybody knows that he's controlled by Hydra, because before they get on the bridge, he says all of the words.
Yeah.
And then he goes into fight or flight mode and he can't get out of it, because that's the thing with Bucky. Like, so Bucky is basically controlled by Hydra. And for those of you who don't know, he turns into, like, this crazy person because he was programmed. When you say certain words, he goes straight into, like, kill mode.
Yeah. Basically a hired assassin.
Yeah, but that's the thing. But he's still very much like a human.
Yeah.
So you see him go through this complete internal struggle. And throughout the whole movie, they're trying to figure out, like, who's in Hydra. And that's, like, isn't that the elevator scene where Captain America's going up and then he thinks he's surrounded by, like, all that, they end up being Hydra?
Yes.
Because then in Endgame, that's one of the scenes where he's like, Hail Hydra.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so good. So Marvel. Good. This is why everybody loves Marvel, man. They're just brilliant at what they do.
Isn't this the movie where Captain America got his meme for America's ass?
Yes.
Because
he's laying down on the ground.
Double cheeked up.
And they even included that in Endgame. That was the best.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say 10 out of 10 for that
10
one.
10 out of 10. Absolutely.
Okay. Then we have Guardians of the Galaxy, which is, in my opinion, one of the most underrated films in the MCU.
I think they're very underrated. I love
Guardians of the Galaxy, especially the first one. I think that we got a little bit of an origin story, right? Yeah. Of how they kind of like became who they are. And you meet all the characters and they all kind of just end up in a prison together and kind of form this alliance.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy, because I was like, the way to include, and this is, I think this is a James Gunn movie, but the one thing that he's so good at is taking these very inanimate characters and making them feel very human, yes. right? So the raccoon, yes. right, who's played by Bradley Cooper, which every time I think about it blows my mind, because never in a million years would I have guessed that.
No, but now when I listen back, I'm like, that's definitely
and
Bradley
Groot
Cooper.
Is Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Like,
I'm Groot. It's just that's Vin all Diesel, he
says. That's, Vin Diesel is the easiest voiceover. He just says one line and they just categorize it in different voices. That's all Groot says. I am Groot. That's all he says. But I really like it because I think you just see so much of all of, because where, gosh, are they on Nowhere? Is that where they're from? Their planet?
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that you just see the background because it's one of the most, like, I think when you think about like really sci-fi superheroes are one of the most like, I think, odd pairings of people, because they just kind of include like animals and people and aliens and like yeah. all of it. And then this one has a direct tie into Thanos.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. This is when we start seeing the end game and Infinity yeah. War. We're starting to see it like line up.
Yeah. No, I would say a 10 out of 10. I really liked Guardians of the Galaxy. And then we yeah. have Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which I did enjoy. Not as much, but I did
yeah,
like it.
Yeah, I thought it was good for what it was. I wouldn't give it a 10 out of 10.
No,
I would give it like a 7 or 8.
Yeah. yeah. And then we have Avengers Age of Ultron. You know what killed me? Is this movie nobody paid attention to until WandaVision.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't have.
No.
Because that was when this movie came into play, was for all these Disney Plus series.
Yes.
Like, then everybody rewatched Ultron.
Yeah.
WandaVision made everybody rewatch a bunch of stuff because it included so much.
Yeah. I think, because this was, Age of Ultron was when they were in, what country were they in? What? Where did?
Somewhere in Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forget. But yeah, and then, because this is where you meet Vision.
They got in trouble, right?
Yeah, because this is so, Vision was created, so Jarvis is Iron Man's butler, okay?
Like a
robot.
Yeah.
And then he kind of becomes, turns bad, kind of like, you know, goes all crazy, and then invents Vision.
Yes. No, wait. Yeah. It's coming back to me. And this is also the scene where they're all like having drinks and they were having a party and they were all kind of drinking, getting tipsy, and Captain America
shakes Thor's hammer. Yes.
And that was like, Tony Stark was like, oh,
and that's
shit.
The only time that you saw Thor be like, oh no, because remember in Thor, the first one, there's a line that he says that whoever gets this hammer is worthy, not even and just worthy.
Right.
And the only character who's ever had yeah. the highest integrity has been Captain mm-hmm. America. And that's the thing, because you can see it, because when that stuff came out about Endgame, everybody went back and like showed that yeah. scene. But yeah, I really liked Age of Ultron. I think it was like you saw, because this is after they kind of went through like their little like fight
right,
of
right.
like Avengers, and they kind of split up. And then Iron Man goes to Doctor Strange.
Yes.
And then they just kind of like all come together to try and like save Ultron, who is like essentially taking over the world. But yeah, and then that's how Vision's made.
Yeah.
So Vision was made because he has the Mind Stone.
Right.
So if you ever take out the Mind Stone, Vision's dead. So Wanda and Vision are together, which is part of the WandaVision, because essentially Wanda is the only person who can kind of like control Vision to a sense, mm-hmm. because she reads minds and she's one of the most powerful Avengers.
Right.
So because Vision is kind of like not human, she's the only
yeah
Avenger who can control him.
I think before WandaVision, this movie was definitely put on the back burner.
Oh, nobody watched it.
And then
WandaVision came out and everybody watched it, because we're like, actually, what is the story of Vision?
Right.
But you literally see him being made by Ultron.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
And it just goes, it ties into Infinity War, just mm-hmm. with Vision and just their problems with the Avengers getting in trouble for basically lifting all that
yeah.
land up. And it's,
yes.
yeah, they get yeah. in trouble for that. So
the Avengers got in trouble for a lot, because this is when when they're fighting off the guy who all I can remember is go home Squidward, the guy who looks like Squidward. But then Peter Parker comes in, and this is when you meet Spider-Man who, and they're all, this is where you meet Guardians of the Galaxy, right? And they all get stuck on that plane.
Yeah. Ultron's like assistant.
Yeah. I forget who it is. You meet him and he's was in the Dark World.
Yeah. Cause he's, yeah. In, he's in Doctor Strange too.
Yes.
Yeah. In the street.
He's awful. He's the worst.
Squidward.
Squidward.
Oh my
when Iron Man's like, Earth is closed today. Please come back later. And then Doctor Strange. Oh, and then, yeah, Bruce Banner won't turn into the Hulk. That's a great scene. That's one of my favorite scenes.
He's like, watch out. And he like.
Yeah. And then he just moves him into the park. Yeah. But no, but I think that was the thing. I think this movie had a lot of Easter eggs in it that we didn't really pay attention to. Yeah. I would probably give it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I would give it an 8 out of 10.
Okay. So after Age of Ultron, then we have Ant-Man. I just couldn't get. I love Paul Rudd. But I'm sorry. It's like a 4 out of 10 for me. I couldn't get into it.
I think it was good for like one, the storyline, because Ant-Man plays a role later on. And I think it's like funny. But would I watch it again? No.
Yeah. I didn't love it.
Did I almost skip it when I was rewatching everything in chronological order? Yes.
I think it has like one or two caveats that are important, but for the most part, it's kind of stupid.
It's kind of
I think you just kind of realize who Ant-Man is, what his powers are, and how he can help. But for the most part, he's really figuring out how his powers through the whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't feel like Ant-Man ever has a grasp on his powers fully. Yeah, I would say like a 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
Okay, then we have Captain America Civil War. I really liked this one.
I would agree. I liked it better than Ant-Man.
Yes. It wasn't my favorite Captain America because there was just a lot going on. This is when they were all fighting. But it was okay.
We get introduced to Peter Parker.
Yes.
He comes into that one. Yes. Yeah. They're all fighting. We see Ant-Man evolve with his powers and he can get really big.
Really big.
I think
Black Panther, because this is when T'Challa's dad died.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So this is the start of like that whole
thing, because essentially Steve and Iron Man want to go do two different things and it just kind of turns into like everybody taking sides. Oh, because Steve tries to go get Bucky. That's it.
Yep.
Yeah. And they don't want to support him because again, so then Black Widow's on his team and then eventually Wanda.
The beginning is when they get bombed, right? That's how T'Challa is.
When they're all there. Yeah. And then Wanda has like a moment where she's like, I shouldn't be doing this because I can't control my powers.
Yes. Yeah.
And Steve never gets mad at her, but it's definitely like a moment of like Wanda being like, I don't know how to control this.
Yeah.
I
feel like I would give it a high rating just because it has
a 9 out of 10. I did like it.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, I liked Captain America: Civil War.
We're starting to get into the storyline of
of what's happening,
what's going to happen,
and how they're all going to connect. And then next we have Black Widow,
a gem.
I liked Black Widow a lot. A very James Bond feel.
It was,
and it was really funny. Florence Pugh was like the best.
Yes,
the best.
Yeah, I really enjoyed.
I would
Black
say
Widow.
10 out of 10 for that one.
I would too.
I mean, like when they go get her dad out of prison.
Yeah,
that was the best scene.
And I think also like. They just cast the characters so well.
Oh, they did.
Florence Pugh, phenomenal. Like I really liked her. I love her.
And she got a little shout out in Hawkeye. Yeah.
I liked her in Hawkeye too.
I would say 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
And then we have Spider-Man Homecoming.
Peter Parker.
This is Jenna loves like this Spider-Man.
I think I grew up with Tobey Maguire. And
I mean, I did too.
Like in my backyard. I just love him. I love the Spider-Man.
Here's the thing. I like Tom Holland because he's the only one who looks like he's a teenager.
Yeah. Like
the rest of them look
apart.
Like they're like adults. And it's weird. Like even Tobey Maguire and Kirsten Dunst just looked like they were like 35. It was so awkward.
I think like, for that time. Early 2000s? Yeah. Like,
it was good. Yeah. It was good. But then, I liked Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone. But I didn't.
All the people out there that are Andrew Garfield fans now, and they never were.
No, that's everybody flipped. I know.
They were like, who is this guy?
I know. But yeah, I did like it. What would you give it?
like a 7 out of 10.
I was going to say a 7
like
out of 10.
I mean, it wasn't the best movie,
no.
Although I do like.
But it was a good introduction, yeah. I think, to that Peter Parker.
Yeah, I think so too. They also didn't spend too much time on like the other two movies spent time on like the origin of Peter Parker. Like
right.
We see him get bit by the spider.
Right.
This, but I heard that was a part of the deal was.
I heard.
Sony and the other party involved, they didn't want to dive too much into.
Well, because Tobey Maguire, remember, started, that's when we met Doc Ock, was at the little thing,
yeah.
And he got bit by a spider.
Yeah.
And then Tom Holland, his Spider-Man, says it in Spider-Man No Way Home. He's like, when I got bit, when I was talking to Zendaya over the phone.
Yeah, he's like, I just got bit by the spider.
He's like, my life hasn't been the same. So I think they just kind of like hovered over that.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, but this is when he learns about the Avengers and he's determined.
Yes.
This is when Iron Man takes him under his wing. So I'd say 7 out of 10. All right.
Yeah.
And then we have the Black Panther. I really liked this movie.
I do too.
I mean, I think it was a really good, I love Wakanda. Like I low key wish it existed.
Yes.
So funny story. I had a customer who, this is one of my favorite things that happened. This customer came in, she's buying something for her birthday and I was like, oh, like, what are you doing? Or I don't know, I'm trying to make small talk. And she's like, yeah, like my husband's going to take me. He told me he'd take me somewhere that I'd like to go. And I was like, oh, where'd you say? She's like, well, I told him Wakanda. And she's like, and then he emailed her. She's like, he sends me back. Why? Well, just I'm having a hard time finding where that's at.
Oh,
and she was like,
gosh.
The best thing. She was just like, she's like, I wouldn't have said anything, but we saw the movie together. And she responds. She was like, it's not a real place, you dumbass. And I was like dying because I was like, these people have been married for like ever.
He was just in fear. He was like,
I have to find
Wakanda.
And oh she gosh. Was just like, it was a made up place, you dumbass. It was so funny.
No, I think the soundtrack, I think.
Oh, it was great.
It was great.
Kendrick Lamar, like he, I think,
phenomenal.
Shot up over this one.
Oh, yeah.
But I really liked Black Panther, though.
Yeah.
Chadwick. R.I.P. That was so sad,
honey.
Which was weird though because I saw that movie. They were re-showing it in theaters like 2 weeks before he died. It was really weird.
Oh wow!
Holy shit! The candle's like on fire.
Oh my god! Your apartment's on fire. You're almost. Oh my gosh!
Now that I almost died, it's fine. So we're just gonna circle back to our regular scheduled program.
Back to our regular scheduled program.
Okay, so Black Panther, 10 out of 10.
Doctor Strange.
Okay, now Doctor Strange.
Oh,
I liked
gosh.
Doctor Strange.
I did too. I like Doctor Strange. I think, how do you just, after a traumatic event, we'll pose a discussion question. So comment below. What... After a traumatic event, do you just go back to your normal life? Do you just go back to what is?
How do you go back from almost dying? What's the next step?
After losing your eyebrows.
I did not, though. Did I? No.
No, they're fine. They're still intact.
Thank you.
How do you just go on?
Yeah, I can't believe that happened.
I'm just glad
you know
I was
what?
Here
I think
to
it was the
it.
Scent. Because it was like one of the... I know it was a candle from Etsy. And I think it one of those that, like, they just put a bunch of scents in it. And I think that that's what ultimately...
I think it burned all the way down. So it burned all the wax. And
yeah.
I think the tin on the outside was catching fire.
Oh.
But what I want to know, when you pour water... Now, another discussion question. If you have a candle on fire...
What do you... How do you...
Pouring water on it makes the flames go bigger. But why?
I know. It's like a Bill Nye episode.
It was like you poured gasoline on it and the flames just...
But then it went out real quick.
Yeah, and then it just immediately
went
out.
It
was sorcery.
Honestly, I would have been really upset about the book.
I
just got that.
That looks like a
nice book.
And
I started to read it. I know. It's Brené Brown, Atlas of the Heart, for anybody who's curious.
Brené Brown.
And I would have been pissed because I'm only halfway through it. I'm not done.
You never would have known how it ended.
No. No. Well, I don't even know that I would have lived to tell the... I would have to ask God. St. Peter at the gate. Hey, real quick. I know that I'm here, but what's the end of the book? Okay.
Oh,
let's hope I would have saw St. Peter. Maybe those were flames. We don't. Okay. This is all going very too far. Okay. Hopefully the flames weren't a metaphor for something.
Oh my god. I don't even know.
Okay. This will be a fun episode to edit.
Yeah.
Or listen to.
I feel like a scream here and there is going to have to be left in. a blooper.
Okay. So back to the MCU universe.
We're so close to being done. We're almost there. Doctor Strange.
9 out of 10.
9 out of 10, yeah. I think, it just sets up future movies.
Yeah.
And I think it's just interesting.
Okay. Thor Ragnarok, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
I really liked that one.
Yeah.
Ant-Man and the Wasp. Like a 3 out of 10.
Yeah. I think, Pym Industries and, like, that stuff sets up for future things. And I think it has good Easter eggs in it.
Yes.
But other than that, I don't know.
It was like, it had a few things, but it just, I don't know. Ant-Man doesn't have that compelling of a storyline that fits. So it's just like you watch it for entertainment because it's Paul Rudd and he's really good at like being funny and working with the audience and all that stuff. But, and he plays a role ultimately in Endgame, but it's really not like he's not like a pivotal person.
No. I forget. What's the Easter egg in that movie that leads into Infinity War?
It's because he can time travel.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah. So I think it's his ability.
Quantum realm.
Yeah. It's ability. Yeah. His ability to be in the quantum realm.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Then Avengers Infinity War. I like this movie, but you know what? When they ended it, I refused to leave the theater. I went with Felicia and Brandon. What's his name? Brayden. Actually, I don't think it's any of that. I don't know what his name is. But anyhow.
Sorry to this man.
Was it? I was so into the movie. I never know who to see movies with if it's a good movie. But I refused to leave the theater because I was just like, absolutely not. They didn't have a post-credit scene. That was the only Marvel movie that has not had a post-credit scene.
Right.
It was like a crime to do.
I think I just remember just staring for like 10 minutes afterwards.
Yes.
Like
You couldn't believe this was happening.
Yeah, I was just baffled.
Because this is when Thanos essentially gets a hold of the glove and snaps his fingers and half of humanity goes away. And then we're all just left in the darkness for 2 years, which is incredibly rude to do, Marvel, by the way.
Also, another spoiler, but if you haven't seen it at this point.
Are you really?
All right, come on.
The first time, then like
unless
you
were born, just born.
Maybe like a new MCU fan, welcome. But I just feel like at this point, it's all out there, you know?
Right. Like, welcome, but buckle up, Terry. Like, get on with it. Anyway, a fan had wrote, you know how when Groot is going away, he's disappearing because Thanos snapped his fingers, and Raccoon, what's his name?
I would say Bradley Cooper. That's not his name, though.
All right, Bradley Cooper approaches Groot, and when he says, I am Groot, and then he, like, flutters away.
Yes.
People are saying, he's saying, I love you, Dad.
No.
Like, who hurt you?
No.
Groot did not say that. You're pulling on everybody's heartstrings.
No, that's not it.
Like, who hurt you?
People don't even know what he's saying because it's not translatable. It's one phrase. But, yeah.
Endgame
was my favorite, 12 out of 10.
12
honestly.
Out of 10.
Like, it was just brilliant writing. And the end when they brought all the portals and brought every bed. And then when Sam comes in and he's, like, on your left.
Ugh!
Like, it was just so good.
I have chills
I know.
Right now.
I wish I could see that movie for the first time again. Honestly, that was the best crowd literally I've ever seen.
Like, I'll shed a tear every time.
Yes.
Every time they come back. I just get
it was so,
so
good.
Up.
Well, and it was because you saw like all like that because that was a thing. Like you think like how are they going to ever A, bring everybody back or who they're going to bring back?
Right.
But B, like bring them back in the capacity of them still being here.
Yeah.
And then when Bucky came out and he was on their side,
oh
I was
gosh.
Like, and then everybody was just cheering because this was after Captain America got Thor's hammer.
Yes.
And that was a really cool scene.
Yeah.
And then you saw Thanos. And that was the one thing where Kevin Feige said in that scene that Wanda was the only person, but Wanda was so preoccupied because when he was like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
She got so in her head.
Yeah.
And then Captain Marvel had to come. And that was the thing. I thought Captain Marvel had a bigger role. We only saw her for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It was weird.
There's speculation that spoiler.
Yeah. This whole thing is a spoiler.
This whole our existence is a spoiler. If you haven't seen Spider-Way No Way Home, well, who are you? But anyway, everybody forgets, but there's speculation Captain Marvel is the only one that remembers who he is.
I read that.
Because in Endgame, when she's like, hi, Peter Parker.
Yes.
And it's like very like kind of an odd thing to say, like, hi, Peter Parker.
Right.
Let me help you out.
Right.
That it's she's going to later on come back and from space and she's going to be like, hi, Peter Parker. And he's going to be like, oh, my gosh, you know who I am.
Yes. Because that's the thing, because at the end of Spider-Man No Way Home, he gets his memory or everybody's memory is wiped from knowing who he is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really liked Endgame. 12 out of 10.
Yeah.
Spider-Man Far From Home. I loved Spider-Man Far From Home.
It was good.
I'd say 10 out of 10 for sure. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. I enjoyed this very much. I would say at least 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I liked it. I would say same thing. I think it was
a really
relief.
Solid origin film.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. I was like, but it was like the, when they went into, I would say Wakanda, but that's not it. Like, their fantasy land. I was like, all of the animals were very, like, James Cameron-esque. Like,
yes.
A very, it was like Avatar vibes. Like, I really liked it.
Yeah. I thought the, comedy level was, like, perfect for his co-star. Like, I think she's phenomenal.
I really, really like her. I loved her in Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes.
Loved
she
her
She just plays
Crazy.
That part so well.
Yes. She's Well, she just is, like, a really good co-pilot companion who just, like, keeps you on the straight and narrow, but it's really funny.
I think she's, like, that person that's supposed to be, like, the main character's best friend. But she always somehow... is like
the main
character.
Yeah.
When she like, I really like her.
Eternals. I mean, I don't know, everybody hated this movie, to be honest with you. I genuinely, that was the one thing I said. I was like, I don't know, everybody hates this movie so much.
I think it's funny that everyone, you're meant to like Icarus, but everyone loves Druig. The dark haired guy. The one that can control people with his mind.
The control people with their minds. Yes, yes. I don't know, but I liked the whole comedy of part where, I can't remember his name, but the guy who was like the actor who kept filming everybody with a movie, like a documentary.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I just thought again, but Circe, she becomes an Avenger in the comic books.
Yes.
So I think that they're going to do that with her because Icarus just let himself into the sun.
Wow, nerd moment in Supergirl.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, I don't want to be like Icarus and fly too close to the sun.
Oh, did she?
And I'm just like, it all ties together.
It really does. But that's DC, though.
I know.
What a bridge. But yeah, I liked Eternals very much. I thought Angelina Jolie did a great job in that movie.
I did too.
I was pleasantly surprised. Yeah. That's the one thing. You forget how well she can do action movies. Like,
she's very stoic too.
I know. I think it's because her personal life is always in the news. I just wish it wasn't.
Yeah.
Because you lose appreciation for who she is as an actress.
Yeah.
Because it just takes over. Because, I mean, it's each their own, but like, she's really freaking good at what she does.
I also think it's funny at the very end. When, like, you literally see a giant the size of planet Earth taking individuals up into the sky, and Cersei's boyfriend was a Dan.
Yes.
He's just like, let me go get my sword.
Yeah.
Like, you just see a giant monster
like
the size of three planets combined, and you're like, you know, let me go dig up my old sword from the back room. Like,
yeah.
What are you going to do with that?
But he was like a history professor. It was a really weird moment, but...
I want to know what superhero, like, what powers he has.
I don't know. I think he's going to come play into the other ones because, obviously, with them ending at Harry Styles being Thanos' brother, they're going to do a whole spinoff because he's still there.
Mm-hmm.
But because Circe is, like, good now, I don't know.
But we don't know. She doesn't have any memories.
Right. Well, but I think she ultimately becomes an Avenger, at least in the comic books.
Yeah, in the comics.
So I wonder what they're going to do with her. But I don't know. But I did like it. And then we have Spider-Man No Way Home, one of the best movies to ever exist.
The end.
It was so good.
We will now be discontinuing the podcast forever.
It was like an infinity
snap of the fingers kind of thing.
Yes.
No, I think No Way Home I think bringing back Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield was just very nostalgic. Everybody loved it. They want to bring. They said they're not ready to hang up their suits yet.
I read that.
So,
but you know what? I don't. Well, I read that Tobey Maguire's done. He said it was a close to a chapter. Andrew Garfield, though, I think they may do something.
Yeah.
Because now everybody's like, I love The Amazing Spider-Man. I'm like, but you didn't when it came out.
Well, they promised him a third movie and then it just never happened.
That's right, yeah.
So
I think because him and Emma Stone broke up. I don't know. But
I don't know.
I think there was just, that's the thing. There were so many different parts with it. But, well, that is our Marvel movie synopsis. I hope you guys enjoyed it, minus our
almost dying experience.
I'll do it on That's Very Mary, but like this stuff happens to me all the time. Like it's just like,
I mean, I wasn't going to say anything. I thought the computer was smoking a little bit. Like I could.
Well, you should have said something. I didn't even know. All right. Well, have a great week, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. Okay. Bye.